Nolte, NBC poll, Trump opens 2024 as frontrunner against Biden. By John Nolte on February 4, 2024. Fresh polling from far-left NBC News shows former President Donald Trump with a sizable lead over his fraudulent see Joe Biden. Nationally, Trump leads Biden by a stunning, in this poll. See the closing paragraph, 5 points, 47-42%. That's a 9-point swing in Trump's direction since July of last year when Biden was up 49-45%. With a 5.25-point margin of error. The shift in this poll of 1,000 registered voters between January 26 to 30 comes down to only one thing. Biden presiding over the worst first-term presidency since Jimmy Carter. Related, Biden completely clueless on his own cabinet? Lord Austin's mea culpa for hiding cancer procedure. Currently, Biden's job approval rating is only 37%. His disapproval rating is a full 60%. Both numbers represent his worst showing in this poll and put him minus 23 points underwater. In January of last year, he was down only 4 points with a 46-50 approve/disapprove rating. Currently, only 35% of Hispanics, 29% of young people, 18 to 34, and 27% of independents approve of the job Biden's doing. For contrast, in this same poll in early 2020, Trump had an approval rating of 46% and still lost, allegedly. No president in the history of this poll has seen their approval rating dip to 37% since President George W. Bush during the collapse of his second term. In a potential 2024 rematch, only 75% of black voters support Biden. This should be at least 10 points higher, while 16% support Trump. In 2020, Trump won 8% of the black vote. Related, joke end, attack that killed 3 soldiers on Biden's watch was tragic, avoidable, and predictable. Incredibly, Trump tops Biden with the Hispanic vote, 42-41%. In 2020, Biden beat Trump with Hispanics by 34 points, 66-32%. Even more jaw-dropping, Trump ties Biden with young people, 18-34, at 42%. In 2020, Biden won 18-29-year-olds by 24 points, 60-36%. After 3 brutal years of Biden's failed presidency, only 22% say the country is on the right track, while 77% say the wrong track. Here is Biden's approval/disapproval numbers on specific issues. Economy, 36-61, and only 24% believe the economy will improve in the next year. Foreign policy, 34-60. Israel's war with the terrorists in Hamas, 29-60. On the general question of favorability, only 36% view Biden favorably, while 54% view him unfavorably. That puts him underwater minus 18 points. Trump's favorable/unfavorable rating of 38-52 is 4 net points healthier at minus 14 points. And then we come to the most devastating numbers for Hunter's dad. The question of who will do a better job of handling the issues voters most care about. Please tell me whether you think that Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better is the question. Here are the answers. Border. Trump, 57%, plus 35. Biden, 22%. Economy. Trump, 55%, plus 22. Biden, 33%. Being competent and effective. Trump, 48%, plus 16. Biden, 32%. Improving America's standing in the world. Trump, 47%, plus 11. Biden, 36%. Having the necessary physical and mental health. Trump, 46%, plus 23. Biden, 23%. Dealing with crime and violence. Trump, 50%, plus 21. Biden, 29%. Talk about the media fail of all fails. Even on the stupid, media-manufactured issue of protecting democracy that's been wielded by billion-dollar corporations against Trump for 3 years, the Donald is down only 2 points, 41-43%. Biden also tops Trump on baby-killing abortion, 44-32%, and treating illegals humanely, 48-31%. Related, did he get into the bear? Biden incoherently rambles, wanders over to Casket Brewery speech. Even if Biden's corrupt Justice Department manages to win a phony conviction against Trump, Hunter's dad only pulls ahead 2 points, 43-45%. And I doubt that once new media relays the facts of that phony conviction, those numbers will stand. Throughout all of 2020, not one NBC News poll, and there were around a dozen, put Trump any closer to Biden than 6 points down. NBC's final 2020 poll showed Trump down 10 points. He lost, allegedly, by 4.5 points. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, free, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven. But I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.